The two houses of parliament will tomorrow consider the motion for the appointment of the secretary to parliament. The consideration of the motion was delayed by a week to allow further consultation on the process by the presiding officers of parliament and leaders of opposition parties. The speaker today held a follow-up meeting with leaders of opposition parties where a wide range of issues pertaining to the function of parliament, including tomorrow's scheduling of the motion for the appointment of the secretary to parliament, were discussed. The programming of the motion tomorrow is a culmination of a recruitment process presided over by independent experts as well as a multi-party committee of members representing political parties in parliament and the National Council of Provinces. The process unanimously emerged with a recommendation of a suitable candidate, Mr. George, for appointment to the position through a resolution of the two houses. Based on the resolution of the houses, Mr. George will be employed for 5 years starting on the 2nd of June 2022. The speaker also briefed the opposition leaders about the process of parliament in terms of the implementation of the part 4 of the report of the Commission of Inquiry into State Capture, which was submitted to parliament on the 17th of May by the president. Having considered the report, the speaker has referred 4 implicated serving members of parliament to the Joint Standing Committee on Ethics and Members' Interest to consider the allegations in order to determine if there was a breach of the ethics code. The parliament research team, on the other hand, is further analyzing the 4th report together with other publicly available reports with a view to advise the relevant oversight committees and structures of parliament on their appropriate processing once the final report and implementation plan have been submitted. This work will also form or inform a decision of the Rules Committee in relation to the possible action to be taken under the Powers and Privileges Act against individuals who are no longer members of parliament. The Ethics Committee only applies to serving members of parliament and not those who have since exited the institution. The Secretary to Parliament has also been tasked with ensuring necessary training of members on key financial legislation to avoid failures highlighted by the Commission in relation to the work of Parliament. The Speaker has also taken serious note of the concerns by opposition parties about the spate of delayed responses to questions by members of the Executive and had already taken steps to write to the leader of government business, expressing her displeasure. She has, as per the rules, required of members of the executive to provide reasons for their failure to reply to written questions within the prescribed timeframes. A report in this regard will be shared with the Rules Committee.